the Olympic City, Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is the USA Volleyball Show, and here are your hosts, Clarence Hughes and Stephen Munson.
Hello and welcome to the USA Volleyball Show. I'm Stephen Munson, and with me here in Tokyo, Japan for the 2020 Olympic Games is producer Kyle Scholzen. Kyle, how are you doing? Have you slept yet?
Sleep? What is that? I do not know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this the Olympic Games is what, 25-8?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It is on the go nonstop. We get around my buses and Lowe's run 24/7.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. Just the logistics behind this. We were just talking about this before we started recording, that watching the Olympics on TV on the broadcast is just a completely different experience. But seeing the behind the scenes is pretty incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much that goes into this, from volunteers kind of helping shuttle people around to the media aspects of what we're working with, Stephen here. There's so much that goes on, and you think that if you're at the games, oh, you can see everything, you know what's going on. Nope. I'm the beach press officer here. I'm hanging out with beach, and that's all I've seen, really.
Yep.
How about you, Stephen?
Yeah, just about the same. I'm the press officer lead for the men's indoor team, so that's pretty much all I've seen too. I've seen a little clips of fencing and badminton, but it's pretty much volleyball for me on the men's side. But very cool experience that we're getting here, and shout out to, like you said, all the volunteers and just everybody helping pull off this event. Everybody's been so nice and accommodating and very helpful throughout the whole process, especially with this being our first Olympic Games.
Yeah, no, if you have a question, you can go to someone. If they don't speak English, you can go to someone else. Yeah, it's really helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's, Kyle, let's jump right into volleyball while we're here.
Perfect.
And give us a little beach update.
Yeah, so I don't know if y'all have heard, but there's a bit going on with the beach Olympic team here. We unfortunately did lose a member of the team in Taylor Crabb, who tested positive for COVID-19. He was luckily replaced with Tri Born, and that really gives us, the story of the games in Shake, Gibb, and Tri Born playing together for the first time at the biggest event in the world. And, you know, last night for us, they did really well. Like, you can tell that they were a first-time partnership, but they served well. They did enough, and we got a win against a pretty tough Italian team in Caramula and Rossi. And, I mean, Stephen, we talk a lot about writing movie scripts and stuff. On this podcast, and this is absolutely a movie script.
This is a movie script for sure, and exciting to see how it goes throughout the whole tournament and what happens. It's very unique too.
Yeah.
Very unique situation, really cool to see the support that Taylor is getting from, you know, back home, from here at the games, here within USA Volleyball. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and I mean, Taylor is officially off the team, but he is also by far not off the team. In the mix, so talking with media, Shake said that Taylor was still involved in film sessions and scattering parts, and he said that, hey, with Tri and himself, with Shake Kamasan, I mean, that's a three-person team right there, with Taylor helping out as much as he is. So, 3-on-2, I like those odds, really.
Yeah, 3-on-2. I like those odds too. It's them against the world, and it's cool to see the family aspect that they're taking, the approach that they're taking with this, and our thoughts go out to Taylor. We're horrified to see this situation happen to him. We were really excited to watch him play mm-hmm. in the Olympic Games, but glad that he is still part of the team and still, taking a different approach to these games. Really, really cool and exciting to see Jake and Try play.
Yep, Jake and Try. I have been trying to get used to that for a while. I think I'm a listener.
Yeah.
But, of course, we have three other beach teams who are not named Shake and Fry here. Starting off, I guess, in chronological order, Phil and Nick, they fell against a tough Dutch team. A couple of nights ago, they are looking to rebound, though, against a Brazilian pair, and that's never an easy call with Brazilians there. They're pretty good at beach volleyball. And then the A team is Alex and April. They're the A team. I mean, they're efficient, they're strong, they're pretty good. And yeah. I think they're looking to go very, very deep in this tournament. And I think they're expecting, or everyone is expecting them to go very deep in this tournament too.
Yeah.
So, always fun to watch them do their thing, and they're back in action here shortly. And then a fun team, and I think we can officially call them a friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod, Kelly Clays and Sarah Sponsel. We are recording this on Sunday, Monday in Japan. Time is a flat circle here, so but we're recording this on Monday, a few hours after Kelly and Sarah won their Olympic debut in thrilling fashion. They went three sets against a pair from Latvia that they had lost the last two matches that they played. Down, what was it, 9-11. They rattled off six straight points.
Incredible.
Six in a row, Steven.
Incredible.
Yeah. And they won in three. And it was like, you can just see, like, once they got that first side out, you saw the energy come back. You saw the spark, and you knew that they were going to win. And
well, yeah, what a way to win, too. And especially their first match of the tournament, their first Olympic match ever, and they win like that. That's gotta like feel good to them and uplifting and carry them through the tournament. What were some of their thoughts after the match?
Yeah, I mean they were very loose. They were very loose after the match. In talking with the media, there were smiles. They even offered to do their dance that they did with Misty May. They said they'd save it for a later special occasion, if you get my drift. Maybe an elevated platform. Mm-hmm. But
on the high ground.
Yes, on the high ground. But no, they were good. They knew that match would be a battle, and they battled and they won. So it was a thrilling, thrilling match to see. Hopefully you all there got to watch it and enjoy it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Fans, listeners out there, tune in to all the beach games. A lot of exciting volleyball, a lot of great volleyball, and just great people that are on the sand competing for USA that you can cheer for.
Yeah. So beach, great and all, but here in Tokyo, it's really hot and really humid. Why don't we take this inside for the air conditioning? How about that, Steven?
Great idea. Great idea, Kyle. It is hot and humid outside. And as the press officer for the men's indoor team, I've been very thankful that I've been inside. So sorry about that, Kyle. So, starting with the women's indoor. The women played Argentina in their first match and had a very impressive victory, 3-0, 25-20, 25-19, and 25-20 against Argentina. And they'll play their next match against China at 7:05 Pacific time Monday. And the women, U.S. women, are number one in the world, and China is number two. So that will be a very fun match. By the time you're listening to this, you'll probably all already know the result. But definitely check out the schedule on usavolleyball.org and tune into all the rest of their matches. Some exciting Olympic debuts from the women's team. It's a very young team. Eight?
Yep, eight.
Eight new Olympians, eight Olympic rookies.
Two-thirds of our roster is.
That is crazy. And a lot of them played in the match, too. We had Jordan Thompson, Michelle Barge-Hackley, Micah Hancock, Jordan Poulter, Annie Drews, Justine Wong-Arantis, and Haley Washington all played in the match. And Jordan... And you got to be very specific with this because there's three Jordans on the team. Jordan Thompson, the opposite for the U.S. women's team, led all scorers with 20 points on 18 kills and two blocks. That is insane.
Yeah, no, I don't think she really had many nerves in that one. How about you?
No, and if she did, she took it all out on the ball. So
poor ball. We'll try to get wild card.
Yeah. Well, the women's team is looking really good. As I said earlier, they're number one in the world, and they are expected to do really well in the tournament. So definitely tune into their matches. A lot of great personalities on that team, and you can definitely see that through your TV screen when you watch them play. Moving on to the men's indoor team, the men opened up the Olympic Games against France and had a great first match of the Olympic Games, 2020 Olympic Games. They won 3-0, swept France, and you could just see a new, fiery energy from the team from the last time most of us saw them during the BNL tournament. They were laughing, they were smiling, they were jumping up and down. Taylor Sanders said one of the things they're doing is just, throwing their arms up when something good happens, just to keep things loose and, shake the nerves out of the Olympic Games. And it just, he talked about the lack of fans, being something that they're very much aware of and that they're going to have to create their own energy for the games around the team.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, in every sport, volleyball especially, you just need something to help drive you, to carry you. And when there's no one in the stands to do it, you got to do it yourself. I mean, this is the most important time for internal or team motivation, for team support than in volleyball than there probably ever has been.
Definitely.
So, you gotta get loud. You gotta yell. You gotta celebrate. You gotta do what you have to do in order to pump your team up and win.
Definitely, and you could even see it from John Sparaugh, head coach of the team. He's usually pretty stoic on the sideline, but he was jumping up and down, not literally, but he was doing some fist pumps, getting excited, high fives. It's a new energy. It's an exciting, like I said, fiery energy around the team. And you can see that when I was at their practices as well, and then transferred over to the matches too. And I actually just got back from their second match of the Olympic Games against the Russian Olympic Committee, ROC for short. Not the result that they were looking for, especially after such a great win the night before. They fell to ROC 3-1, and just, couldn't take advantage of some of the errors that ROC had. ROC had a lot of serving errors, in the net, out, hit the ball out quite a bit too, but could never really get their game right. Yeah, talked to John Sparrow, head coach John Sparrow, after the match, and he's hoping to kind of inspire some of that energy back into the team that they had in the previous match. But there were some Olympic debuts in the match. Actually, I'll go back to the match against France. There was an Olympic debut from TJ DeFalco, who had a very good game, very impressive performance. And John Sparrow actually said that he, you know, it was his Olympic debut, but he looked like a veteran out there and played like a veteran. And then the match against ROC, we had Mitch Stahl, middle blocker Mitch Stahl, outside hitter Garrett Wagatutia, and opposite Kyle Insing, all making their Olympic debuts in the match. And Mitch Stahl and Garrett Wagatutia also recorded some points during the match. So very exciting to see them get in there. You know, I'm sure there was a lot of anticipation, trying to, you know, waiting for their first match, on such a big stage, but really cool for them to have that.
Yeah. So a lot of excitement in those, newcomers to the Olympics. Yeah. I wonder if part of that is because you're not waiting 4 years for this. You've been waiting a fifth year. You've been waiting an extra long time to finally get your shot to hit your dream. And I mean, you came out fired up, not to throw it out to the beach again, but mm-hmm. I will.
Yeah, it's your team. You
can. Try Warren last night. It's his Olympic debut. A, he didn't know he was on the team until about a week ago, but he came out and I swear he could have clocked like 150 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh.
He was crushing it. It's the same even on the indoor. I mean, there's so many emotions, you're so pumped up, like it can almost be difficult to calm yourself down and just do what you know how to do instead of kind of get your rhythm out of sync by speeding up and trying to add, or inadvertently trying to add more force, more pressure, hit it harder.
Do more.
To make a hole in the ground instead of just put the ball there.
Well, Kyle, I think that's enough from you and me. I don't think the listeners want to listen to us anymore. Nah. I actually was able to talk to Taylor Sander and get an interview from him at the High Performance Center here in Tokyo. So let's jump off and hear from Taylor. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us on the USA Volleyball Show podcast. I know it's been a long time coming. We tried to get you before you left, but a little busy coming from Italy, BNL, and then spending time with family before you came here. But glad to have you here now.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm super excited for this.
Yeah. Taylor, tell me a little bit about your experience at the Olympics so far. The village, the opening ceremonies, the practice venues, and everything like that.
Yeah, so far it's been really good, you know. The last Olympics in Rio, we weren't able to kind of stay in the village for very long. And so this is a different experience for me. I've enjoyed the energy and the accommodations we have in the village. And, you know, I think the USOC did a really good job at finding us an amazing training facility. You know, the weight room, the practice gym we have is perfect for, you know, what we need. And it's helping us be our best out there on the court. And so far, enjoying the experience and loving, you know, all the energy that all the other USA teams give us. And, you know, there's a lot of motivation out there. So we're excited.
Anything that stood out to you about the opening ceremonies? Any feelings, emotions? I know it was a little different from Rio.
Yeah, you know, it was strange. But, you know, I think the best part was just being with my teammates, being with the other athletes, kind of celebrating the moment we had of being an Olympian and, you know, starting the games off. And so, you know, it was strange not having a crowd when we walked into the stadium, but, you know, when I look back on it, it was just being with the people around me and, you know, enjoying their company.
So you had your first match last night at the time of this recording. Great win against France, 3-0 sweep. A lot of energy on the court, a lot of smiling, a lot of laughing. What inspired that energy?
You know, we understand that we have to create energy. There's no crowd. You know, it's pretty much us out there against another team. And so, you know, we have to have that positive energy. We have to, you know, play together and feed off each other. And I think last night we were really relaxed. It helped that we played really good volleyball. And, you know, we were just out there enjoying ourselves and playing free. And I think, you know, when I talk to everybody who watched, that's exactly what they saw. They saw us out there smiling, supporting each other, and, you know, being able to play point-by-point volleyball with good energy. And that was one of our goals.
So I have to ask, Baby Shark? What is that?
Everybody calls it Baby Shark, but it's called Thief in the Night, and it's a TikTok dance, and it's something that, you know, I thought was really funny when I saw it for the first time, and, you know, it kind of mimics a blocking move a little bit, and so I kind of threw that in there just to have fun and, you know, and give the people, you know, and that are watching something different, you know, and just be myself, have fun. And I think the guys really enjoy it on the team. And it's a funny inside joke between, you know, some of my family members and friends. So it's all good times.
Speaking of family members and friends, any shout outs you want to give back home?
Yeah, just to my family, my little boy, Allie, who's watching. And just thank you guys for all the support. Thank you for getting me here. And yeah, we're doing this for you guys. So super, super stoked for that.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to share while we have you here?
That's it. I'm good.
Hey, Taylor, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck in the rest of the competition.
Thank you very much.
Did we just get a podcast exclusive? Our first podcast exclusive, maybe? Taylor confirming that his dance is actually not Baby Shark, as it's been called online on social media, but actually Thief in the Night, a TikTok dance.
Man, this is breaking news that our listeners really want to hear. This is the important stuff. We are officially a news podcast now, not just volleyball.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, he was saying that his Thief in the Night dance, you know, is just something he does when he gets a big block or one of his teammates gets a big block. It kind of mimics a blocking motion with his hands on his forehead, but yeah, just something fun that he likes to do to help the energy around the team. And it's kind of like a little inside joke that he has back home with his friends and family too. So it's a little shout out to them when they see that on TV, when they're watching his matches. So kind of cool that we got that exclusive from Taylor. And now everyone knows that it's a Thief in the Night dance, TikTok dance. But that's it for us here in Tokyo, unless you have anything else to add, Kyle.
No. So far, our time here has been great. I'm enjoying myself. I think you are too, Stephen.
Yeah,
you're eating out a little bit more than I am, I know. So, well,
not much.
you're seeing two buildings instead of my one building.
True.
in the beach volleyball venue.
True. Yeah, really having a great time in my first Olympics, and just an unreal experience, and cool to see it, like we said earlier, just from behind the scenes, and everything that goes on to pull this event off is just incredible, especially in this year.
Yes. Wholehearted, 100% emphasis.
Yes. All right, well, let's throw it off to my co-host back home in the States, Clarence Hughes, and he'll give you a little wrap-up on some upcoming events back in the States. So go ahead, Clarence.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it. Lots you guys are doing on the ground in Tokyo there. Before we even get started, you know, I just wanted to take this time to, you know, give a huge shout out to the three of you who are on the ground currently in the trenches doing what needs to be done to cover our teams at the games. And that's going to be everyone. Stephen Munson, as you already know, he's currently one of the press officers covering our men's indoor national team. We also have BJ Evans on the ground, who's covering our women's indoor national team. And last but not least, we have Kyle Scholzen on the ground, who is our beach press officer covering both our women's and men's beach national team. We know it's not easy as far as transportation and other needs and necessities that you guys sort of mentioned of just enduring that us who aren't there on the ground currently don't even have to think about. But now you guys that are thinking about, and just like that whole paperwork comment a couple of episodes ago, last episode, I forget what day it is, but yeah, I just want to give you guys a huge shout out for taking the time to even, you know, to record the podcast. But wow, what an episode. Thank you for that first take on what's going on in Tokyo. You know, we all wish we could be there, but, you know, we got to do what we got to do here on the ground here. And, you know, we got a whole nation that's just on the backs of all these teams here. So it's an amazing thing. And again, even just pointing out the volunteers that are on the ground there and making everything work out there in Tokyo. Big shout out to them. Also, just a reminder, we want to wish Taylor Crabb a very speedy recovery and the best wishes. A lot of us can't even imagine the situation that occurred there. You know, it sucks. It just sucks. And, you know, we hope that you know, you're able to push through this, Taylor, and really just, you know, just climb up from here, you know? So that being said, shout out to Triborn and Jake Gibb on the men's side for just stepping up and doing what needs to be done there. Shout out to our women's indoor national team. You ladies, you wonderful, fantastic women are all playing out of your minds and have been very exciting to watch throughout this pool play of the game. So huge shout out to you guys. Huge shout out to our men's indoor national team, because every single game has been a flat out fight, as you heard from Taylor Sander himself. And, you know, they're just figuring out ways to have fun and really just let loose the way they know how to do so. So shout out to you guys. Shout out to the A team. Shout out to Team Slays. Shout out to Phil and Nick. It's a lot. It's a lot happening right now. We like you guys mentioned, there are a lot of Olympic debuts. It's insane to think about the type of nerves that are going into this and the pressure that you're under to perform and just represent your country, and the way you're able to take that all in, you know, fight that mental battle and then fight the actual fight on the courts or the sand, wherever you guys are. So just huge shout out to all of you guys. It's just insane to talk debuts. Like, I think a couple of games ago, we got a chance to see Mitch Stahl's Olympic debut. A huge shout out to Mitch coming in the middle and performing, playing his heart out. Wanted to shout out Mitch specifically because we know your whole entire hometown of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania is watching you play. So I bet that's a huge, huge, huge plus for you. And, you know, just, you guys don't know what we're talking about, what I'm talking about, make sure you go on our USA Volleyball Instagram. Just look for Mitch Stahl's good luck video. It's a treat. But again, the Olympic experience is just very different. And, you know, the way that they've been able to accommodate all these players and athletes, as Taylor just kind of mentioned, just going about their everyday lives as normal as possible, being able to train, being able to interact with the few media that's there, adjusting to no fans. It's been an experience for sure. And I think this is going to go down as one of the more, probably the most, if not one of the most unique Tokyo or overall Olympic experiences that has, you know, ever taken place. Yeah. Gonna bring it up. Thief in the Night. Yes, that is the theme around Taylor Sander and these TikTok dances. Next time you guys watch our men's national team play, just be on the lookout for a couple of those famous dances. If you don't know what we're talking about, go on TikTok, look up what Deep in the Night is, and go ahead and practice the dance. You might be able to dance along with them. But wow, just a lot happening right now. And we are nearing the tail end of pool play. We haven't even reached a quarter, semis, and medal matches yet. And all of our teams are well in contention to make it out of their pool play and advance to these stages of the game. With that being said, who do I start with first? Any, mini, money. Let's go with the women's indoor team. Remember, games are still happening. We're edging out the last few games of pool play. You can catch all of our volleyball teams in action as they inch your way towards those quarter and semifinals. And like I said, we're going to start with our women's indoor team. They play on July 29th at 5:45 a.m. Pacific time against Turkey. They also play on July 30th at 7:05 p.m. Pacific time against the Russian Olympic Committee, ROC. And their last pool play match is going to be against Italy on August 1st at 7:05 Pacific Standard Time. Remember, all times are in Pacific. Do not forget that. Let's go over to our men's indoor national team now. We have them slated up against Brazil on July 29th at 7:05 Pacific Time. That is 7:05 p.m. Pacific Time. Also, following that, on August 1st, they will be slated against Argentina at 5:45 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Got to get up early to watch that one, but trust me, it will be worth it. So set your alarms now. Going over to the beach side of things, let's go ahead and start with the A-team, April Ross and Alex Kleinman. They have their last pool play match against the Netherlands on July 29th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Then rolling over to Team Slays, Kelly Clays and Sarah Sponsel, our friends of the pod, have their second to last pool play match against Kenya on July 28th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And following that, on the 30th of July, they also have their last pool play match versus Brazil. That's going to be again July 30th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And last but not least, we have our men's beach national team. We have Triborn and Jake Gibb versus Qatar on July 30th at 6 a.m. Pacific time. Again, another early match, but you want to make sure you set your alarm and wake up for that because it's going to be a good one. And lastly, we have Phil Dahlhauser and Nick Lucena against Argentina, July 28th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, I'm going to repeat two matches because they happen today. As this podcast is launched, not launched, but, you know, as this episode is airing today, we also have that beach doubleheader. So I'll go back to the women's beach national team, Kelly Clays and Sarah Sponsel. They played today versus Kenya at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And following that match, you'll have Phil Dahlhauser and Nick Lucena versus Argentina playing today, July 28th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time following that. So got a lot of volleyball happening between now and in the early stages of August as we edge out of pool play. Remember, all streams are available on NBC Universal platforms. It really just depends on what team is playing and what time they are. But the best way to access these viewing platforms is to go to usavolleyball.org. Once you're there on our site, you will see the 2020 Olympic Games schedule under upcoming events. And that will take you right over to the Tokyo section of the website. From there, you'll be able to find play and broadcasting schedule, team rosters, and any other Olympic information that you're looking for. Also, remember, you can access the matches in real time, updates, scheduling points, roster updates across all of our social media channels at USA Volleyball, whether you're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Those are the main three in my head. So you can access live real-time updates from there. Just stay tuned around the time that the team you want to watch is playing, and we will do our best to update you as soon as possible there. And that's about a wrap for this episode. I want to give a huge shout out to Steven and Kyle for making this happen. Thank you, Kyle, for stepping in. Love the updates from Tokyo. We really wish we were there, but you know, we got to do what we got to do here on the ground in Colorado Springs. Wish you guys the best of luck. We wish all of our national teams the best of luck. And a reminder, listeners, you can rate, review, share with your friends and family, your teammates, fellow watch party friends, anyone you want. Just really helps this podcast grow and reach new listeners. We're seeing the support come in. We see it every single day, every single week, every single episode that drops. We're now up to 44,500 downloads. So thank you, because you are all friends of the pod. We know we couldn't be able to continue this podcast without you. We just want to always show you the love and show you the appreciation that you all deserve. So a big thank you for all you listeners across the board. You know, it really means a lot to us. And also remember, you can email us at the USAV show at usav.org. Leave us some feedback. Let us know how you're doing. Let us know how we're doing and what future topics you want to hear about, even coming out of the Olympics and going into the Paralympic Games. We're listening. We want to gear this toward you. We want to talk about things that you want to listen to, want to hear about. So let us know. Remember, new episodes drop every other Wednesday, just like this Wednesday. And until next time, thank you for listening to the USA Volleyball Show. We are the official podcast of USA Volleyball. And remember, good luck in Tokyo.
This has been the USA Volleyball Show with Clarence Hughes and Steven Munson. Produced by Curtis Ward. Our content producers are Kyle Scholzen and Laura Fawcett. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate and review. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the USA Volleyball Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.